have to be the change that we want to see in the world today. Because the gas companies are more than voluntary to keep that change from us today. We can't have that happen. We the people have to be the leaders of today. And we have to ban hydraulic fracturing. We have to stand up to that statement by being places like here, demanding clean water, clean air, and clean land. We have to be places like the legislative office building, the White House lobbying to show them why frack kills. We have to be live in our communities, making sure people understand and reject the leases that deceive so many people. We have to do this, New York, one state at a time. People from many different communities are here today, and if everybody here is more than capable of leading their community to ban fracking, means that communities from all over, and then all of them eventually, can be frack-free. This is up to us as a group of individuals to pursue. As somebody in Frack Action said, the only ones you can truly believe in is the one you see when you look in the mirror. Together, as each strong individuals, we have the courage to fight fracking. This issue needs courage, because this is a battlefield. Courage is what helps us, is going to help us to fight. Courage is our ammunition. Maybe you thought you couldn't make it here. Maybe you had to wake up at 4:30 this morning like I did. But you did. You made it here because of your determination and your courage. And you can use that courage to push it to the end. It's going to be arduous sometimes, but together we can tell our state that we are coming out stronger to... And we are the courage that our state needs to live, to cease fracking. We are already more courageous than the gas companies. Let's show New York that we are coming out to be more powerful than them as well. I'm Ava Holmes and from Ithaca, and this is Liana from Syracuse. We're here with you guys as courageous, and we're here right now with you guys, and we're here to do this today with you guys. We are the courageous leaders, all of us here, to ban fracking right now.
Hi, I'm Liana, and I go to Nottingham. I live in both Syracuse and Truxton, New York. And in Truxton, we have spring water. And when you have spring water, you really sort of realize how your water comes from right there in the earth. And if there are fracking wells nearby, what's going to happen to the water? And it's already happened all over the country. So I've been working some in Syracuse and at my high school to educate people and to organize. And I just want to say, I know it can be incredibly discouraging when you're working against a company or many companies that have so much money and that are so good at lying. But but we have a huge movement all across the state and even across the nation and the world. There's fracking in Europe and Australia now too. And we have something that the gas companies don't, which is we have the truth on our side. So now we've even got politicians in New York who are finally standing up and being really courageous and saying we actually need to ban this. Just regulating it is ridiculous. So I just want to say thank you, and it's really encouraging to see all these people, and it's giving me faith that we can do this. Thank you.